we would sail for Italy. They proceeded to turn Paul and some other prisoners over to a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius. And we boarded an Adramitian ship that was about to sail to the regions along the coast of Asia and put out to sea, accompanied by Aristarchus, a Macedonian, a Thessalonica. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul with consideration and allowed him to go to his friends and receive care. Difficulty had arrived off Nidus, since the wind did not permit us to go farther. We sailed under the shelter of Crete off Salmon, and with difficulty sailing past it, we came to a place called Fair Havens, near which was the city of Laodicea. When considerable time had passed, and the voyage was now the centurion was more persuaded by the pilot and the captain of the ship than by what was being said by Paul. The harbor was not suitable for wintering, so the majority reached a decision to put out to sea from there. If somehow they could reach was caught in it and could not head up into the wind. We gave up and let ourselves be driven by.
Running under the shelter of a small island called Carta, we were able to get the ship's boat under control, only with difficulty. After they had hoisted it up, they used supporting cables and undergirding the ship, and fearing that they might run aground on the shallows of Sirtis, they let down the sea anchor and let themselves be driven along in this way. The next day, as we were being violently tossed by the storm, they began to jettison the cargo. And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. Since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days. And No small storm was assailing us from then on. On all hope of our being saved was slowly abandoned. When many had lost their appetites, Paul then stood among them and said, "Men, you should have followed my advice and not have set sail from Crete, and thereby spared yourselves this damage and loss. And yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night, an angel of the God to whom I belong, whom I also serve, came to me saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has graciously granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep up your courage, men. As we were being driven about in the Adriatic Sea, about midnight the sailors began to suspect that they were approaching some land, and they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms, and a little farther on they took another sounding and found it to be 15 fathoms, fearing that we might run aground somewhere on the rocks. They cast ship's boat and let it fall away. Until the day was about to dawn, Paul kept encouraging them all to take some food, saying, "Today is the 14th day that you have been constantly watching and going without eating, having taken in nothing. Therefore, I encourage you to take some food, for this is for your survival, for not a hair from the head of any of you will perish." Having said this, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all, and he broke it and began to eat. All of them were encouraged, and they themselves also took food. We were 276 people on the ship in all. When they had eaten enough, they began lightening the ship by throwing the wheat out into the sea. Now when day came, they could not recognize the land, but they did notice a bay with a beach, and they resolved to run the ship onto it if they could. And casting off the anchors, they left them in the sea, while at the same time they were loosening the ropes of the rudders. And they hoisted the foresail to the wind and were heading for the beach. But they struck a reef where two seas met and ran the ship aground, and the prow stuck firmly and remained immovable, while the stern started to break up due to the force of the waves. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners so that none of them would swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to
to bring Paul safely through kept them from accomplishing their intention. And commanded that those who could swim were to jump overboard first and get to land. And the rest were to follow, some on planks and others on various things from the ship. And so it happened that they all were brought safely to land.